It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sky's so blue, the birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny
KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
I'm with Justin Weicker, senior gardener at the Provo City Center Temple, who also pitches in at other temples occasionally in their grounds and gardening. And I wanted to have a conversation about how the Provo City Center Temple and other temples establish their annuals and keep them looking so beautiful. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing all right.
Great. And I understand you've been really busy actually planting annuals the last few weeks.
Yes, we have. It's that time of year. The bulbs are done, so it's time for them to come out and put in all the pretty summer flowers.
So when the bulbs are out and you're putting in the summer flowers, what are some of the varieties that you like to turn to or some of the species?
Normally we do petunias and snapdragons. We do a lot of zinnias. And this year we went with some gazanias. I kind of like those. Those can be really cool. And they pop really well. They love the heat. And we've got some geraniums. Geraniums are always a good standby.
And so of these, you choose them not only because they're beautiful, but they're easy to take care of?
Yes, they are very easy.
You had some special techniques that you used to make sure that they could get established.
Or we try to make sure that there's good root ball to soil contact. So we do that putting the annual plant in the hole that we dug and then not really mashing the soil down around it, but just packing it in firmly enough that the plant stays in place. And then after the bed is planted, we'll run the water from a sprinkler system. We run it for a few minutes just to let the water settle everything down in around it. And that way we make sure there's enough pore space so the roots get adequate oxygen. And the soil is equally wet around the flowers so that the roots get really good contact and they can start to spread out.
So what happens if the soil is pressed down too firmly?
The water may not infiltrate down properly, so you can have the top half inch of the soil soaking wet. Everything beneath that is bone dry, so the roots have no water and the plant will wilt. Or no pore space for air, and so you start to get root rot and stem rot issues, and the plant just doesn't do as well. It can also be just like leaving the plant in the pot in the ground. Basically, the roots will go out as far as that compacted wall and just start circling around that, so they never really spread out.
So after you have got these planted, you mentioned that you change up your irrigation a little bit the first week.
Yeah, we do. The first couple of times we'll actually run it twice a day. One time is just a manual start. We'll run it for a few minutes. And during that time, we'll check the heads, make sure there's good coverage and all of that. And then at night, it'll run according to schedule. Sometime it'll run for 10 or 15 minutes just during the night. And then a couple days later, we stop with the manual start and just let the clock take over. And then after maybe a week, off on the water and run according to plant need.
What would be your recommendations as far as watering annuals?
Once they are settled in, after that first week, just watch them, because there are plants that have higher watering needs than other plants, and you can use those as your indicators. As soon as they start to even look just a little tiny bit droopy, that's when you want to water.
So once you've got your irrigation figured out, then the other thing that people want to do is fertilize, but there's lots of questions about how annuals, especially in the ground, should be fertilized. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
The thing with fertilizer is right at the very start, the plants don't need a lot of nitrogen. And so personally, I like to wait maybe a week or two before I give them a half of what the package recommends, and it's always slow release. And the reason for the low dose of nitrogen is because the plants really don't need a lot of top growth right at the very beginning, because they're trying to get the root systems established, and they don't need the green growth outpacing the root. And then after that, 2 or 3, maybe even 4 weeks after that, I'll apply the other half. And then depending on the slow-release fertilizer you use, it'll say it's good for like 3 months or 4 months or something like that. When you reach the end of the useful dose, whatever the product says it's good for, then you apply a full dose after that.
And are you using like an Osmocote-type product, or are you just using like a slow-release lawn fertilizer?
No, we're using an Osmocote. It's a balanced fertilizer that is released by moisture.
And so do you think a homeowner could get away with a solar release lawn fertilizer on their annuals, or would that nitrogen still release too quickly?
No, that nitrogen releases at roughly the same rate. As long as, you know, the number's not really high, you don't want to be using a 40-0-0 fertilizer that's 40% slow release. You want to keep it down around 10 or 15 on that first number. And then if you've got like a 16-16-8, got some slow release in it, that'll work just fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you had mentioned earlier some plants that you like to use because of their, for lack of a better term, flower power, and just how easy they are to take care of. Some of them included like geranium. Why geraniums?
Geraniums, if they get what they need, normally don't disappoint. If they get the appropriate amount of water, and since they are a little bit heavier feeders, if they get the nutrients they need, then they have color all the time. And they don't really require much in the way of deadheading. So if you can't get to cutting those spent blooms off, they'll just keep right on going.
Then you also mentioned marigolds and petunias. And to me, these are kind of not tired plants, but they've been used for a long time. But I think used well look nice. And so what particular aspects about them do you like?
So the petunias, you kind of have to watch the stores a little bit, because there's always new varieties being released, and some of them are rather fascinating. I will always try and get the ones that are not the normal pink and red and striped, just because I'm looking for that wow factor, or just trying to get them out and get people to notice them again. The thing I really like about petunias is they'll handle the heat, and they require very little maintenance, just an occasional trim every once in a while to keep them in line. There is a variety called the Wave, which does really good in planters, raised beds, or, you know, flower pots. They fill out the pot and they will run over the sides and can really put on quite a show.
Excellent. And then the marigolds.
Marigolds have been around for a while. But even then, occasionally, there are a couple that come along. Like there have been a couple of white ones released that can put on a show equivalent to the old familiar yellow and orange ones that are, you know, the 2 or 3 foot tall high, and those can be really fun to use.
What with the snapdragons do you like?
The snapdragons actually are really not my personal favorite, but they do have their place. If you buy a short one, it's going to stay short. It's not going to overgrow at all. If you buy a tall one, it's going to get that push of growth, and then it'll flower. And if you don't really mind, they reseed themselves quite profusely. The color is pretty long-lasting, and the bees really like them. If you're trying to go with a specific color theme and need something that's going to bloom really well in the heat and you know, be up there where people can see it, the snapdragon might be the way to go.
So the last one that surprised me a little bit, and it's been picking up steam in popularity, is gazania.
Oh, they will handle all kinds of abuse. They don't get really tall. They're kind of a low growing. Yeah, they stay low to the ground. They grow in a clump, and they have this great big flower, actually multiple flowers all at once. It's about 3 inches across. But the color combinations that they have, like we just planted one that has a yellow petal with a brown stripe on the petal that runs the length of the petal. The colors can be really, really vibrant and bright, and for a low-lying area, they can jump out and say, here I am, and just really attract some attention. They do like the heat, too. Those are one flower that will put petunias and geraniums to shame as far as their heat tolerance.
Justin, thank you for your time, and you're a frequent guest on the podcast and the Greenhouse Show. And we appreciate your knowledge and being willing to share the information with others.
I enjoy sharing the information, and I enjoy sharing my time with you and other people, too.
Well, thank you.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.